All great guests. I'm looking forward to talking to all of them, but none of those people are bothering to join us in studio. One of our guests tonight is, and that would be the great seven-time WWE Women's Champion Trish Stratus. Her movie's called Bounty Hunters, and we helped to present the premiere this Tuesday at the Young and Dundas AMC Theater. It comes out on DVD Tuesday as well. Got it right here. It's right here in studio. Trish brought it for us. She joins us in studio. Nice to see you, Trish.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
It's great. I mean, last few times we've spoken, it's been over the phone, but you made it all the way down here.
Trek downtown.
And you brought your entourage of 1,000 people. Is that what happens when you become, like, world famous?
No.
You just have thousands of people following you around?
It's not that. I just thought it's, you know, every time I do these nutty tours, I say, gosh, if only people could see this.
Yeah.
So this time we captured it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of cameras in the studio here. And
people.
It's neat. And it's, honestly, I took it as they're here to see me.
Well, that actually is the underlying thing.
It's great they to heard hear
I was,
too.
Yeah, I heard, they heard this interview was being set up, and they're like,
right.
Jeff Sammet, are you kidding
right.
me?
Can right.
I, and so everyone said, fine, pretend you're an entourage
right.
so it makes sense
right.
that you're here.
So it's nice that they get all these pictures of me
yeah.
and that you're in it as well.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing no makeup at all, because I know everyone's looking at you right now.
So now the movie is about a group of down-on-their-luck bounty hunters led by your character, Jules Taylor. You guys pick up an informant with $100,000 on his head. A mob boss and his associate offer you $1 million in exchange for the informant. This movie, it looks like pure fun. It's full of action, fight sequences. Is that how you best describe this film? It's just a pure fun, like a kick-ass movie.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, the fight scenes are incredible, I must say. They stand on their own. I gotta say, my two biggest things I talked about this movie, number one, the fight scenes will, like, leave you entertained.
Yeah.
But the other star of this movie is Boomer Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
He is my co-star. The guy is so funny, and it's funny because he brought a whole other element. This was on script, a full, just an action flick, which I can do.
Yeah.
And then Boomer Phillips came on board, and the director actually said to me when we were done filming, he said, you know, now I'm faced with a choice I have to make. Do I make this a straight up action like it was intended to be?
Yeah.
Or do I kind of go with some of those times where you guys went, you were riffing and you were just kind of going and being
right.
silly comedians.
Right.
And he, you know, hats off to him. He trusted that, went with that, and it turned into this action comedy. And really, that's what it is. People watch this film and they just, you're going to have a great time. It's a fun, fun movie.
So were there a lot of things? I mean, obviously, the fight scenes are so heavily choreographed. But, you know, maybe there's some improv in the fighting as well. But was there a lot of improv in the movie? I mean, I would think you'd have to stick strictly to the script for the most part. But was there a lot of improv?
There actually were a lot of improvised moments. Yeah. And Patrick stuck with that. He's the director. He kind of just said, you know, to the cast, go ahead and bring what you want to bring to the script and play with it and just have the moments. And when one of the most funniest scenes is Boomer Phillips. He just goes, and this wasn't intended for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He goes off. It's when we're in the massage parlor because we have sore backs.
Really?
No, we go into the massage parlor. There's one scene.
If anybody ever has a sore back,
go to the massage parlor.
Sure, of course.
So he just went off on this thing. And, you know, Patrick was kind of like, this will be fun for the DVD extras. And it was so funny and just comedy gold that it made the film. And it really is it's probably a, you know, classic part of the film, I would say.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you, what attracted you to this opportunity, Trisha? How did it all come about? How did it all start?
Well, Patrick wrote, he said he needed a strong female character to have in mind when he wrote this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we picked Trish Stratus. And you know, he actually said to me afterwards, I never actually thought I'd get you to play the role, but I played, you know, I needed a strong female. So he kind of wrote with me in mind. The script landed on my desk and I read it, and obviously Trish Stratus jumped off the page. And I could relate to the character, you know.
Yeah.
I think we are lacking a little bit of strong female leads in movies right now.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a cool opportunity to take on that role. I could relate to the character, so that was good. I can tell you it's not like a big stretch for my first acting role. I really, you know, I was playing Trish Stratus,
mm-hmm.
the one you see in wrestling,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But then the action sequences, when I read the action sequences and how much he wanted to do and how excited he was to really make these part of the movie, you know, that's what sold me. I was able to learn a new fighting art, which was Krav Maga, and he was serious about it. I mean, we got together with the fight coordinator. That's how I kind of came on board as more of a producing role, because I was part of the fight sequences and mm-hmm. putting the choreography together. But and I met Andrea, who's my nemesis in the film.
Yeah, yeah.
And she and I, it was important to me to form this chemistry. You know, when we're in the ring, it's something that what makes a really great match is when the two performers have this chemistry. And so her and I really, we worked together. We learned the fighting art together, and we really just got that chance to get on the same page. And I think that's how it translated so well in our scenes.
The film opens right away. You talk about fight scenes. It opens up like right away with a fight scene. Really important to kind of set the tone of the film early.
Yeah, that was strategic.
Yeah. Yep. Well, absolutely. That's great. Now, your character's approach to fighting also, it differs from the character's partners. You're more physical, and your partners are more suited to maybe kind of like a gun-oriented kind of a confrontation. So that kind of, that sets you apart from the rest of the group.
My gun show is different.
Yeah. No,
Your listeners can't see this, but the gun show came out.
She could kick my ass any day of the week, honestly.
Get some cheese from Trish.
So, I mean, I think that was good for your character as well. That sets you apart. That makes you a little bit more unique than the rest of the group.
Yeah, and you know,
everybody brings something.
Definitely. And even when we were doing the physical fight scenes that the other characters have, the fight coordinator was really cool about making sure each character had their own, like, this is your fighting art. So I was a Krav Maga, and she came from a martial arts background, and everyone had their sort of style. And I think when we put the scenes together, it was kind of like, no, your character wouldn't do that. So it was like, it was very protective over what that character would do. And I think that's why it did stand apart from every other scene.
Trish Stratus is with us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Jeff Samet. And Trish has been kind enough to stick around for, another segment. Joining us till about 7:40, and she'll take your calls at 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590. Now, this movie strikes me as one that's, you know, aware of what it is. It doesn't try to be something that it isn't. Like this is going to come out and say, okay, this is a fun movie. This is an ass-kicking movie. This is what we are. You know, because sometimes you see a movie like this that tries to get in to maybe like another genre, tries to do something else and fails miserably. You guys knew what you set out, what you wanted to do, and you did it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're not like going for this big dramatic moments. It's a fun movie. And, you know, generally we all had fun on set. Like we really, you know, Patrick was great giving us the freedom with the script. So he gave the actors that freedom, but allowed them to really just come into their own and do what they did great.
Mm-hmm.
We had the creative freedom to do this with our fight scenes as well. And so that's what allowed us to bring what we brought. You know, initially we approached it. She's done stunts for years. And so that's what she kind of brought. And I said, well, I have my wrestling background. I'm going to bring my wrestling background.
Right.
And then Patrick said, just do what you're comfortable doing. Let's give this a whirl.
Mm-hmm.
Because to be honest, this whole stunt world thing is very different to me because, you know, in the WWE, as much as you think it's fake, there's contact.
No, you do all the stuff on your own.
In the stunt world, there's no contact. So I had to find that like happy balance. Mm-hmm. And so I think Andrew and I really, we approach these scenes as not as stunt people, but as fighters, you know? And I think the fact that I know what it feels like to get a kick to the face, and I know how to punch to the face, and so does she.
Yeah.
That's why it makes that realism that you see in the scenes, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, we all, that's what we set out to do. And I think we accomplished it.
A scene I'm looking forward to, you guys, you're fighting someone in the back of an ambulance.
Yes, right.
I mean, it's tight quarters. It's tough to do a scene like that.
Oh, check it out. We had this, we were in the dojo and we kind of put our scene together and we had a little mapped out thing. Like we had literally put masking tape on the ground and we knew the dimensions of the back of an ambulance.
Yeah.
So we put the scene together. We were so excited about it. Of course, we get there the day of, and this was actually one of the very first scenes we shot at all for the whole movie. So we get together and basically we're in a real ambulance and there's real stretchers and real equipment. And it's not this big empty rectangle that we had drawn on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to much like we do in wrestling, we had to literally call it on the spot. So we went in there and we're like, okay, let's work with what we have. We got equipment here. We got this. We can move like this. And we really just put it together literally. And that's kind of how we do wrestling matches. So it's kind of neat. So we went into that and that's why you will see that Jules Taylor has some bruises on her arms. Those are real. Those were created in the very beginning of our shoots, and they stayed with me for the whole movie.
Oh, really? I would imagine so. I want to ask you, Trisha, what was your personal biggest obstacle in making the movie?
You know, I guess just like the transition from just doing stunt work and you know, coming there with my wrestling repertoire and then having to adjust and do some sort of stunt work and approach it differently for a different medium, you know, working with the camera's depth perception and things like that. But honestly, I got to say, that's probably why it was so enjoyable. It was an easy transition. Like I said, the role wasn't a big stretch for me. And I was comfortable. And the people that was, I mean, the Frank is another one of my co-stars. He's a veteran actor and he was really great, really supportive and just being like, you know, hey, and you know, you kind of go into something new going, oh, I hope that was good. And, you know, he was very supportive, helping mm-hmm. me along. And, so I guess the adjustment, that's the only thing. And the fact that there's no instant gratification when you do a movie versus when you do wrestling.
Right. Yeah. Being so, in front of a live audience, very different, very different. Even like right now we're on the radio as opposed to being in front of a live audience, which I've had the opportunity to do as well.
Right.
You really feed off the crowd and it can really help you. Whereas, you know, you're filming a movie or you're on the radio, you're like, anybody out there?
Hello, crickets. Exactly.
This is working, right?
Right. So, you know, every move I make, I'm used to getting a reaction. You know, it's going good. People are into it. That right. drives you. That inspires you.
Yeah.
And you do it on set and there's no reaction. You're like, so was that good, guys? But no, that was the adjustment. But I'll tell you where the payoff was, mm-hmm. was when I first watched it, which was about a year ago, we got accepted into Action Fest. And that's a festival, film festival devoted to action movies.
Cool.
So we got accepted there and it played on the big screen for the first time I saw myself fight with sound effects, Jeff. Awesome.
Yeah.
Like really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I popped myself, as we say in the wrestling world. I was really, it's a whole different thing. So, I don't know. I think Vince maybe might want to think about adding sound effects to his programming.
Yeah. No kidding. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590. Trish Stratus is in studio with us. She's going to continue to join us until 740. Her movie is called Bounty Hunters, out on DVD on Tuesday. We'll continue to talk about the movie. We're going to delve into Trish's personal life as well. We're going to go back in time a little bit, Trish.
Okay.
Because I've bumped into you like over the past 15 years several times, like every couple of years, which is really, really odd. But we're going to go back and we're going to talk about that a little bit. And we'll also take your calls. James and Hamilton will kick things off with phone calls when Sportsnet Tonight continues. That's Trish Stratus. I'm Jeff Sammet. Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Trish Stratus continues to join us in studio, and you can talk to her at 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590. The new movie is called Bounty Hunters. You can buy it on DVD. And Trish, I'm going to tell people how they can buy it on DVD.
Well, tell them.
Okay, I'm going to tell them.
All right.
I'm going to let you tell them.
Fine.
I'm going to tell
Fine,
them.
Fine, do that.
TrishStratus.com is where you can buy the DVD. Now, Trish, for those that aren't happy enough with just getting the DVD, they want a signed copy of the DVD.
They want some more Stratusfaction, you mean?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. By the way, I used that earlier on Twitter.
It's a good one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a lot of people were like, way to go.
Yeah,
like,
they thought that you were a genius.
They think I'm a genius.
That? Wow.
I steal everything.
I lent it for you for the purpose of.
So signed, now, signed DVD. You're not going to get, like, people on the street. Can you sign 30,000 of these for me, please?
No, no, Jeff. I'm going to sign
them. You're going to sign them,
personally,
right?
Autographed copies of Bounty Hunters. Yes, if you like my Facebook page, that's all you got to do. Like me, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to sign those for free.
Really?
For free.
And so what, they got to buy them on your Facebook page and then you'll
and
send them signed autographed?
Signed, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Why would anybody want to buy one that isn't autographed?
I don't know.
You'd want to buy an autographed one.
Well, yeah, you think, right?
Why aren't you selling the autographed one on TrishStratus.com?
Because I love my fans.
So
I want everyone to see me kick butt in Bounty Hunters.
Okay, yeah. So you want people to go to your Facebook page instead of TrishStratus.com. You basically want more friends, is what you're trying to say.
I need more friends.
You want more friends.
I'm quite lonely.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lonely.
I know.
She comes in with 100 people. She's really lonely.
I need some friends. Somebody like me.
James in Hamilton has been waiting very patiently.
James, will you be my friend?
He hates me right now because I've been hogging your time. James in Hamilton joins us on Sportsnet Tonight on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. James, go ahead and talk to Trish Stratus.
I have a Trish Stratus autograph, so I got that covered. But
get another one.
Yeah, you can get another one.
Yeah, you can always use another one.
I'm a wrestling junkie / basketball guy, and I know you've gotten into the whole yoga thing.
Yes.
And I was just curious, because a lot of NBA guys have gotten into the whole yoga training.
Yeah.
What would that do for like guys in basketball or just professional athletes in general?
Well, I can definitely say that when I discovered yoga, after having a herniated disc in wrestling, had to be written off the storylines, and I went home to recover. I went through traditional physiotherapy and nothing was helping. And Vince was calling me saying, well, when are you coming back? I couldn't sit more than 30 minutes at a time. So I just kind of said to him, honestly, I'm not feeling, I can't even do what I need to do. I can't do what I do 100%. So I just kind of come back. That was part of it for sure. The exposure there. I mean, it's like, and I always say it's a number of things. It's timing, right? So being at the right place at the right time. But preparedness meets opportunity has turned into my motto, because I feel like every, you know, you're presented with opportunities. Everybody gets some, you know, you just never know until you really kind of, you know, put your awareness out there and realize that these opportunities can be something, take it and really turn it into something, maximize it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when initially there was like this internet rumor, this is back in the day of like, let's say 1999 or something, there was an internet rumor that Trish Stratus was spotted by Vince McMahon and she'll be starting wrestling soon. Totally false. Even Live Audio Wrestling, they asked me to come on initially to say, oh, look, can you come on and talk about the new, you know, rumor that you're going to be on the programming. So I went on and said, well, there's no truth to it at all. But, you know, you maximize that opportunity. You go on there, you're exposed to the fans, you get connected with, you know, with the fans and really get a chance to talk wrestling, which is something I was passionate about. And I think that just fueled everything. It fueled the, it just, you know, fueled it to the point where the WWE ended up getting in touch with me. And that's how initially I got started.
Going even further back than that, you went to York. You wanted to be a doctor, did you not?
Yep. I was biology, kinesiology. And yeah, that was my ultimate plan. I mean, everything I was doing at that point in my life was geared towards becoming a doctor. I was volunteering at a hospital and that's all I thought about. When the professors went on strike in 97, I was sort of like, oh, that's okay. Well, there's my plans on hold. And you know, you always go, hey, stop. What can I do now? And I believe that it happened for a reason, because I would have never pursued the fitness modeling contract that I got offered just after that.
And that came from being a receptionist, right? You were a receptionist at a fitness center?
Yeah, well, so the school went on strike and I had some time on my hands. I took on a job at a gym and I got approached to do some fitness modeling. And like I said, Robert Kennedy is the publisher of Muscle Mag. He had approached me and said, you know, this new industry was starting, which was called fitness modeling. It really hadn't been done before to showcase women. You know, before it's kind of women bodybuilding. And then this time they were kind of showcasing women that were athletic and beautiful women and strong women. So it's a new thing that started, and he was like, you know, asked me if I wanted to be part of it. And then I ended up doing my first photo shoot. But I always say, if I was in school, I wouldn't have been able to do that. So I kind of feel like, you know, school went on strike to the universe allowed me to, you know, focus on that. But again, he gave me this opportunity and hopefully I maximized it and really took advantage of it.
It's funny that aside from the acting career, it's funny that you've kind of gotten into health in a roundabout way.
Coming in full circle.
You know,
right?
And when you talk about your yoga studio and you talk about fitness and stuff, I know you well enough now that you're doing it honestly because you really want to help people. Like, you really want to get it out there, talk about, hey, this worked for me and I want to help people out with that. And that's what I love about you and you're doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I opened the studio. I was like, you know, I realized that just, you know, I got into the yoga, went back as a performer, loved what it did for me. But even when I retired, it was something that I delved into and just really it took over my life. It's always going to be a part of my life, different elements of it. And then I just thought, well, if I open up the studio, I have the ability to have this platform for people to come and just by integrating a tiny little thing like a yoga routine into your life or into your current fitness regime, it really can have an amazingly powerful effect. And I just found that I just was a whole different person. And that's why I initially opened up the studio. And now, you know, I expanded the brand to have a line, which is Stratus for Living. And that was my way to sort of get it wider than Vaughn, I guess you can say, you know, and it's, you know, it's kind of a neat. I've seen on Twitter, you know, I've seen some of my fans just say, oh, you know, you're going to kick her butt and I can't wait to do that. But now they're telling me when they're eating healthy and they're getting into it. So it's kind of neat. And that's the ultimate, you know, word that I'm trying to spread, I guess.
Trish Stratus, continuing just for a couple of brief moments, because time's the enemy here.
I will fight him you speak of.
Could you?
I will.
That very often is necessary on the show. Now, getting back to acting, though, this is not your first venture into acting, obviously. You've done Second City, which is great. Talk about what that experience was like for you.
That was awesome. You know, Second City, I have a great connection with them because at one point, I feel like every opportunity I've taken has been because of an injury, actually, in wrestling. Like, this whole yoga thing came from me having a back injury.
It comes from you making the most of your time. You don't waste a second.
You're absolutely right.
That's what it is.
So what happened is I had a broken thumb, couldn't wrestle for a couple, you know, months. So at that time, I was like, I'm going to go to Second City and take an improv class.
Which I did the same thing.
I did the same, right? Because, you know, as a performer, it's great. and a lot of fun. It's a blast. I've always been a fan of SCTV and Second City.
Yeah.
So while I was doing the training and the courses there, you know, I got approached. They were like, wow, why don't we do an evening where you host the evening? We'll do a whole like Saturday lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I hosted the evening, got a chance to work with the current cast at the time. And that was an amazing experience. So that was kind of how I was in. That was like my family. Then I always go and support them when they have their shows. And then when they put together the show, Second City's Next Comedy Legend, absolutely, I'd be on board working with Joe Flaherty. And
I remember that show. I remember that show. I was one of the contestants.
I know. And I thought you should have won.
Well, thank you, but, Trish.
You know, I was no judge. I was not the judge. I was simply the host, sir.
I thought you would have had more influence than that. I mean, I made it to the top 12 there.
I know. I influenced that part.
Well, did you?
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out you were the host. I'm like, I'm going to win this thing. I was eliminated in the next round. Like,
time you should get friendlier with the judges.
Yeah. Well, Joe Flaherty said I looked like a Muppet, so I didn't think I had
a chance. Muppets are funny, though. So what's
wrong
with that?
Well, they're funny. But if you look like a Muppet, that's not as good. Trish Stratus, it's always a pleasure to see you. And I get to do so again on Tuesday night. It's going to be a great night. Tuesday is when the DVD is released. Again, if you want to buy it, TrishStratus.com. Check out our Facebook page if you want an autograph. But the DVD comes out on Tuesday, and we've got the premiere on Tuesday as well. You're going to see a lot of members of the media, but you're going to see some fans as well. We're going to have a Q&A.
Yep. Q&A, so autograph signing following the movie.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be crazy.
Do I have to sign any autographs?
Of course. You are Jeff Samet. Hello.
No, you know what, Trish? You just take care of that, okay?
I think you're going to be surprised. People are going to be lining up for Jeff Samet.
I go out in public and they say, Tom Cruise, can I have your autograph? And I go, no.
They're
going to
say, aren't you the guy that looks at the Muppet? Let me see. Yeah that's him. And
Joe Flaherty said, you look like a Muppet. You're that guy. Christy, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for coming in. The DVD looks great. I can't wait to see it on the big screen on Tuesday.
It'll be interesting. When you see it on the big screen,
so
you've seen me fight for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
When you see me fight with sound effects, whole other level.
It'll be awesome.
Whole other level.
Trish Stratus, always a pleasure.
Thank you.